Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 16th Annual Taste of Reading 2023, Sunday, June 11th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Mark Maccabee and the Ghost Highways. Enjoy fun with the whole family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family. So come on down to the 16th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 11th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your ticket by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
Welcome to your Memorial Day weekend. I hope you are having some fun outdoors this weekend. After all, it is the unofficial start to the camping season and the boating season, and hey, it's a great excuse to go fishing too. Speaking of fishing, we've got some interesting news for you. Now, when you think of the word Lucky Strike, what comes to mind? Some old school cigarettes, maybe, or maybe some bass lures. Lucky Strike is a well-known manufacturer of bass lures, everything from crankbaits to soft plastics to spinnerbaits designed by Rick Klun and Jimmy Houston. As a matter of fact, the Redman spinnerbait designed by Jimmy Houston won him two Bassmaster Classics. Well, here's the news about Lucky Strike. It's just been bought, and it's been bought by somebody very famous indeed. That would be that well-known country music artist, Toby Keith. He is now the owner of Lucky Strike, based in Oklahoma. Can't wait to see what's going to come of this partnership in the future. Speaking of Oklahoma, I want to give a shout-out and a little encouragement to a Bassmaster Elite Series angler I admire very much, who calls the Sooner State home. That would be Bradley Hallman. I have not had the chance to meet him in person yet, but hope to do so someday, because he puts out some great YouTube videos, especially covering the topic of being a better co-angler. And what I really like about Bradley's videos is that he's just so down-to-earth and matter-of-fact, and just really shares information in a way that is very honest and unselfish. He also chronicles how he's doing on the Bassmaster Elite Series, and I'm sorry to say he has struggled mightily the last couple of tournaments he's been on. That includes his most recent performance at Lay Lake, where, sorry to say, he came out on the bottom, and it's just not been a good season so far for Bradley, but the Sabine River is the next stop for the Bassmaster Elite Series. And Bradley, if you are listening, hang in there. You've got this. You're going to turn it around. There's a lot of us that appreciate you and are pulling for you. This week on America Outdoors Radio, we've got some great stuff for you. We are going to be talking to the winner of a National Ducks Unlimited scholarship for $10,000 in just a minute. She's a charming young woman named Emma Cornelison. And she's going to tell you not only how she got this scholarship, but also about a program that Ducks Unlimited has for high school students. After we talk to Emma, we'll be talking with reporter Eli Frankovich, a well-known former outdoors columnist for the Spokesman Review in Spokane, Washington. A hot topic issue out in the West has been the reintroduction of wolves. And Eli has written a book about all of this, and he's going to share some of the highlights and his thoughts about wolves with you. After that, we'll be welcoming back Bo Martonic. He is the host of East Meets West Hunt podcast, and he just aired his 300th episode. That is really something to say congratulations about. Something else to congratulate him about is the fact that he is now part of OutdoorClass.com. If you heard our show last week, you heard well-known big game hunting expert and public lands advocate Randy Newberg telling you about that. And Bo has been brought on board to give some courses about hunting white-tailed deer back east. Bo will tell you about all of this, about his latest podcast, which focuses on staying mentally in it when you are hunting, and let you know about a total archery challenge coming up in just a few days in Pennsylvania. Our final guest of the day, that would be Mark Holyoke with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. He'll be previewing the World Elk Calling Championships taking place this year in Big Sky, Montana. The championship is going to be combined with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Mountain Fest that is taking place in the same location. And if you think you're a good elk caller, well, guess what? You can participate. You can sign up for this yourself and see how good you are going up against truly some of the best men, women, and kids out there when it comes to calling elk. In addition to this, we will also let you know about wildlife in Yellowstone and what some of the most dangerous animals are that you can encounter there right now. And no, we are not talking about bears and we are not talking about wolves. Put it all together and we've got a great show coming your way for this holiday weekend. So sit back, pour yourself a cup of coffee, and let's get to it. Our next stop is North Carolina. That's where we get to meet Emma Cornelison. She is about ready to graduate from high school, and she just won a $10,000 scholarship from Ducks Unlimited. Emma, congratulations.
Thank you.
So why don't you go ahead and explain to our listeners how this scholarship came about?
So Ducks Unlimited is a program for wetland conservation, and it's not just about the hunting, but it's about conservation and making sure the animals are safe and everything around them is nice. And, you know, it's just like making sure everything is clean and that no pollution gets around them. And when I found out about the scholarship, my dad told me that, oh, you need to apply to this, you know. You're going to Auburn. They have a great DU program. And I've been with DU since like 2018 and, or even before that. So I've been with Ducks Unlimited for a long time. And I was just like, oh, this is a great opportunity for me. And here I am with the national scholarship and amazed.
Well, I'll tell you what, going to Auburn, that is something else. That should definitely help pay for your first year of college for sure. What are you going to major in, do you know?
I'm going to major in speech, language, and hearing sciences, and I want to be a pediatric audiologist.
That is absolutely wonderful. Well, again, congratulations. Now, you mentioned you've been with DU for a while, and I know that in high school you were part of their varsity program. I'll be honest, until this week I never heard of Ducks Unlimited's varsity program. Why don't you explain what that is?
So the DU varsity program is like a program for the high school kids to get involved with the Ducks Unlimited mission just to help create a healthy future for the conservation. Like I said, I've been with the chapter since my freshman year, and I actually was like, hey, Dad, can we start a chapter in for high school? Because they didn't really have a chapter. So freshman year, I was a treasurer, and then sophomore year, that was when COVID hit, so I was like, oh, I'll just be the chairman, and I've been like the chairman varsity program at my school for sophomore, junior, and senior year, and I've been helping. We always go and we help with the Rowan County Ducks Unlimited banquets, and then we help with the yearly green wing events, and then we also help with the lake cleanups, and then my dad recently adopted a part of the road of Stokes Ferry Road. He adopted a part of that, and we always go and help clean up the road so it doesn't, like, pollute into the waterways.
Speaking of your dad, I understand he's also heavily involved in Ducks Unlimited. This is kind of a family thing, isn't it?
It is. It is very, yes. He's been a part of DU since, like, 2008, or even before then, I think, and he's now the district chairman and has been for the past 3 years and is a part of the Western NCDU now.
Now, you mentioned up front, and you're right about this, Ducks Unlimited is not a hunting organization. It's a conservation organization dedicated to the protection and enhancement of habitat for waterfowl. But there's a lot of duck hunters that are part of DU, myself included. Are you a duck hunter yourself?
I am a duck hunter, but I will tell you, one time I went duck hunting and my feet froze. I think I was like 11 or 12, and I told my dad I was never going duck hunting again. But I have gone with him since then. But I've just been so busy with school and getting ready for college and all this other stuff that I haven't gotten to go as much as I would like. But I do enjoy preparing the wood duck boxes for the ducks and doing all the nesting and harvesting and all that for them.
Well, I'll tell you what, those wood ducks are probably the prettiest ducks around, so I think it's great that
you're doing that. Yes, they definitely are.
Anything else you want to tell our listeners about Ducks Unlimited before we go today?
If you can get involved in Ducks Unlimited, it's a great opportunity, and you don't have to be a duck hunter or a hunter in general. You can just be an outdoorsy person. I can tell you I have a friend who is not a hunter at all, and she got involved, and she said it's her favorite club and her favorite activity to do. So I definitely recommend joining if you're not already a member.
That's Emma Cornelison, folks, the winner of a $10,000 scholarship from Ducks Unlimited. And as you just heard, this young lady, I have no doubt, is going to be going places in the future. Emma, congratulations again, and good luck at Auburn this fall.
Thank you.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Hurry, though. If you wait too long, the big opportunity might get away.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretto trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town, working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads. we're here to get you back out on the road.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. And if you want to go ahead and poke the bear, so to speak, and get some divisive opinions from people, bring up the subject of wolves, because people have very differing and heartfelt opinions about these animals that have been reintroduced into the western U.S. And it turns out a very good reporter has written a book about it. His name is Eli Frankovich. His new book is The Return of Wolves, an Iconic Predator Struggle to Survive in the American West. Eli, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, John. Really happy to be here.
So, Eli, you spent years as the outdoors editor for the Spokesman Review. And when wolves came back to Washington State, there was a lot of heartburn from some people. There was a lot of excitement from others. And I think it'd be fair to say that it kind of came down to whether you were a urban person or a rural person.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And I think a lot of listeners probably know, but wolves were pretty much killed off in the lower 48 by the 1920s and 30s, and it was the same in Washington. And in 1995, around then, the federal government reintroduced wolves to Yellowstone and parts of Idaho. And those populations grew and did well and sort of spread out. And so in 2008, wolves came back to Washington State. But they came to the eastern side of the state, which is mostly rural and politically and culturally more conservative. So that's caused, yeah, just like you said, some divisions, because a lot of the people that are most excited about wolves don't actually live near them.
You're absolutely right about that. And how many wolves, give or take, are found in the American West now? I mean, I think it's got to be 2,000-3,000 animals at this point, isn't it?
I think it's right around there, yes. And so, like, in Washington, there's about, you know, a bit over 200, and that's a minimum count. And that was one thing that I found really interesting in this whole process was, I think a lot of the imagery and way that we think of wolves comes from places like Yellowstone or Alaska, where it's wide open and a little bit easier to find and spot them from a distance. In Washington and much of the West, it's, you know, it's a much different geography, and it can be quite difficult to even figure out how many wolves are on the landscape unless they're collared.
You're absolutely right about that. Now, I know that, especially in rural areas, a lot of folks don't like wolves, especially if they're livestock owners, because they do, on occasion, they will kill livestock, they will kill pets, they will kill horses. And for a while, when they were first reintroduced, it didn't seem like the ranchers had much they could do about the situation. They weren't allowed to shoot the wolves if they caught them in the act, which is very rare to do. But over time, things have developed to help the ranchers a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. In Washington and also in other western states, there's been programs, and Washington really, in 2011, started this collaborative group, basically, that tried to get people that had interests from sort of all perspectives, so it'd be ranchers, environmentalists, conservationists, you know, hunters, and whatnot, all to sit down and kind of figure out policies and procedures that they could all live with. Certainly not been always an easy job or a fun job, but I think that sort of compromise model helped ease a lot of those tensions. And so ranchers, yeah, they get reimbursed for wolves that are killed, and so there is some recourse there. The overall number of cattle that are killed each year in Washington, it's very low, or livestock in general, I should say. It is very low, but, you know, as the ranchers I've talked to have said, you know, it's already quite hard to be a rancher, especially if you're sort of that small, mid-sized operation, and so any losses do actually make a difference, even if sort of numerically they're not huge.
You, in your book, you talk about a range rider and some of the things he has done to bridge the gap between wolf lovers and wolf haters. Tell me about this person. I guess you better explain to some of our listeners what a range rider is.
Certainly, yeah. Well, like, as you'd mentioned, people get pretty heated about wolves, and as a reporter at the Spokesman, it was one of the many things I was covering, and I would get kind of, you know, angry mail or phone calls from both sides of the issue, which is usually kind of a good sign. It means you're kind of striking it right down the middle.
Right.
But I was still, it always felt like I didn't quite understand all the dynamics, didn't quite understand what was going on. Basically, like, I just felt like there was a more interesting story somewhere down there. And so I set up a tour with some folks in wolf country in Washington, in eastern Washington. and spent the day driving around, and it was interesting, but it was still, it felt a bit like conceptual. And toward the end of the day, I met this guy named Daniel Curry, and he is a range rider. And so we met just at his camp on the side of this Forest Service road, and I kind of instantly recognized that he was a really interesting and compelling character, and so spent more time with him and learned that Daniel, for the last 10 years or so, has spent, you know, the majority of his life out in the woods in eastern Washington trying to get in between wolves and cattle. And that's essentially what range riding is. You know, it's a pretty ancient idea. It's like shepherding, but it's a bit more difficult if you don't know exactly where the cattle are and if you're on public land grazing. And so that's what he's dedicated his life to. And the thing that really was compelling to me was that he really loves wolves. He has this kind of amazing connection with animals and kind of talks about animals as being, you know, individual, like beings with their own value and everything else. And that's not a view that a lot of ranchers would take to, you know, just instantly, and especially when it comes to wolves. And yet somehow he had been able to show that he was, you know, sincere in his desire to help and not ideological, and really tried to see it from their side of things. And so he had some success with that and when working and partnering with ranchers. So for me, and he sees his job this way too, it's really trying to bridge that divide, that urban-rural divide that you mentioned up top, and kind of see where there's common ground, because there's a lot of common ground in any sort of divisive argument. You can always find some middle points.
A couple other things about wolves. I wish we had more time to discuss this. Number one, you know, from ancient folklore, you always hear the stories about the big bad wolf and Little Red Riding Hood getting, you know, followed and attacked by the wolf. But in terms of modern times, I'm only aware of two instances where wolves have killed people. One was a jogger in Alaska. The other one was somebody who was hiking in Saskatchewan. Are there more wolf fatalities that I'm unaware of, or is it very unlikely that you'll ever be attacked by a wolf?
Yeah, it is very unlikely, and particularly in modern times. There's been some interesting research on where wolf attacks come more likely, and it's really in very impoverished sort of the areas that were communities that are using children actually to like shepherd. And so that's just not a situation that we find in the West much at all anymore. So yeah, it is just very rare. That being said, and I think this is something that sort of folks that don't, urban folks, and I include myself in this category because I live in Spokane, that we don't necessarily understand about living with, you know, wild animals, particularly predators. Even if there isn't sort of life and limb danger, you still have to adjust your behavior when, like, a wolf is living near you, right? And that, so it does take some work. And I don't think we urban folks always see that or understand that it does have sort of real impacts on people that live in wolf country, even though there are tools and certainly ways to coexist.
I have so many more questions, but we are out of time. So, folks, if you want to read this brand-new book, The Return of Wolves, The Iconic Predator's Struggle to Survive in the American West by Eli Frankovich, you can find it on Amazon, but you can also find it from his publisher at timberpress.com. That's timber, like logging timber, timberpress.com. Get a copy of The Return of Wolves and get educated on this iconic animal and how it's made its way back into the Western landscape. Eli, thanks so much for sharing all this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display. Or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
The historic Cascade Theater is rolling out the red carpet for their first annual summer gala fundraiser, Encore, on Saturday, June 24th. Hear live musicians paired with all your favorite stars from musicals past and present. Relive the songs that made you laugh, cry, and cheer while supporting your favorite historical and local theater. Tickets are on sale now. All tickets include admission to the 6 p.m. silent auction, free concessions, and admission to the 7:30 p.m. performance. To purchase tickets or for more information, contact the Cascade Theater box office at 530-243-8877 or visit their website at www.cascadetheater.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
All that is taken away. It just gives you some hope.
It's just a nice feeling to put your energy into something that really does genuinely make a difference in a child's life.
There's just no greater gift. If we have the ability to help, then we have a responsibility to help.
Finding cures, saving children. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Find out how you can help at stjude.org.
We're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got one of our frequent guests on the line. That would be Bo Martonic. He is the man behind the East Meets West Hunt podcast. He also has got a Facebook page, East Meets West Outdoors. He's actually got a whole lot going on, and we're going to get into that in just a minute. Bo, welcome to the show.
John, thanks for having me again. It's always good to talk to you.
Well, when I saw that you just aired your 300th episode of East Meets West Hunt, that's fantastic. And it's clearly your podcast has arrived if you've got 300 episodes under your belt. How has this evolved over time? Because I'm guessing that how it started and how it is today are very different in terms of content.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because when I started it 5 years ago, I didn't know how to interview anybody or go through and talk to them. And really it was focused around solely helping people plan Western adventure hunts on their own, figuring out how to do it you know, I was interested in it, I was new to it, and trying to understand that. And through the years, it's kind of evolved, and I've, you know, interviewed a lot of different people, and I feel like my interviewing skills have gotten a little bit better. And it also evolved to a lot more of tactic-based hunting approach for hunting in the Appalachian Mountains and what I grew up doing for whitetails, and diving deeper into topics rather than a little bit broader topics. So it's been really fun to see it evolve and get to talk to so many different people that are talented in their own spaces. And it's been really great to see that evolve. And I thought, you know, getting to this many episodes, I'd like, what would I talk about after that many? And I feel like my list is just as long as when I started.
You're absolutely right. And you've definitely arrived as far as I'm concerned, because you've got a series of seminars coming up for outdoorclass.com. And folks, if you listened to the show last week, we talked to Randy Newberg, one of the co-founders of outdoorclass.com, about this online university for big game hunters, about wild game cooking, and even about survival. What are your seminars going to be about?
Yeah, so my first seminar that will come out this year will be on scouting big woods whitetails. So it's all about finding deer in areas that do not have agriculture, essentially, which is a lot of the public lands throughout the East Coast, the Midwest, the Southeast, the North Woods, like those types of places that don't have the designated food sources, and you're just trying to find deer in their natural habitat and be able to hunt them efficiently. You got to first be able to find them, and that's a tall task. So through my growing up hunting in those types of areas and experience, the whole course is based on figuring out how to find deer from home and then out in the field and throughout the different seasons and scouting strategies depending on the time of year. It's really going to be focused on finding whitetails in the big woods.
Well, like I said, you're definitely in some great company. Not only Randy Newberg is on outdoorclass.com, but you've got Remy Warren, who specializes in mule deer. You've got Hank Shaw, who is like one of the premier wild game chefs that is out there, and a whole host of other, you know, I'll say it, celebrities when it comes to the outdoors and hunting. So congratulations again on being part of this. And folks, if you want to check out outdoorclass.com, I'm pretty sure Randy Newberg will still honor his 20% off deal, where you just use the promo code Randy and you'll get 20% off of your subscription. And that way you can take in these seminars from Bo. Let's go ahead and talk about your latest podcast, Staying Mentally in the Hunt. Interesting topic. Tell me more.
Yeah, so staying mentally in the hunt, one of the things that I've found with all of the successful hunters that I've talked to throughout the years in the podcast and then through my own experiences with hunting, that you don't always have to be the best hunter as far as tactically approached or anything to become successful. The ones that are successful year in and year out, everything they do lasts until the final bell. And that might be 3 days, you know, over a long weekend, or that might be 14 days on a longer hunt. And being able to keep your mind right and stay focused throughout that entire experience through the ups and downs and keep a positive attitude to be able to stay focused when that moment of truth does happen, those are the people that typically capitalize on it. So I interviewed a buddy of mine, Clint Casper, that has done some really wild hunts and extended hunts over a period of time. And we just talked about, I guess, our approaches of how to kind of stay in it and keep yourself focused, and how important it is to be around good hunting partners when you're doing that, and how to become a good hunting partner yourself.
Really interesting. I was actually just thinking of what you're mentioning from actually a tournament bass fishing analogy, where I've been in some tournaments before where we've just been dialed in and we're focused the entire time and working to the very last cast and when the bell rings. And there's been other times, including a day I was fishing recently, where it's like, we got nothing in the tank and we can't figure this out. And we're just going through the motions and eating a sandwich at this point. So you're right. The application is the same for hunting. If you have that focus and you believe, no matter what's happening, that you are going to tag out at the end, it makes all the difference, doesn't it?
It does. That mental framework, although it sounds simple to say, it's tough to do and stay present in doing that. But I think there's parallels to everything. Like you said, fishing, life, business, anything that you're doing is just like keeping that positive attitude, but doing the work, you know, putting one foot in front of the other and just going until the end. And if it doesn't work out, you know, you put everything into it. But I feel like, you know, we were looking at our statistics of our own hunts, and say on like a 7-day hunt of you working hard in your and hunting areas that you know other people are hunting, you usually have one opportunity through that. So can you capitalize on it, or are you going to give up early? You know, that's up to you. You work all year and look forward to these things. You work hard to be able to pay for the hunt and get the time off and time away from family. What are you doing to make sure that you're making the most of it and being able to hopefully be successful?
One other thing I want to talk about before we go is the fact that you're going to be in Seven Springs, Pennsylvania, June 1st through the 4th at the Total Archery Challenge. You're going to have a booth there so folks can meet you. What is this Total Archery Challenge all about there?
Yeah, so the Total Archery Challenge, I've been going to this event since 2016, I believe, which is one of the first years they had it, and it's a big archery event where it's not a competition, but it's more of fun. You can keep score with your buddies if you want, but it's at the Seven Springs Ski Resort, and they have multiple courses based on differentiating, I guess, levels of difficulty, and you get to choose what you want to do. I mean, you can be shooting targets out to 140 yards, or you can be shooting ones that are, you know, closer, under 40-yard type targets. And it's just it's a really fun event. You're walking miles throughout the course, shooting in real-life hunting scenarios with downhill, behind branches, logs, rocks, all that stuff. You better go with a lot of arrows. And if not, they do. There are vendors there that are selling them and cutting them there, which is probably one of the smartest businesses to have a booth for. But it's a lot of fun. And there's a whole vendor area, which I'll be hanging out at and to be able to do. It's kind of an all-encompassing weekend full of fun shooting.
Is there a Facebook page or website folks should go to if they want to attend?
Yeah, so TotalArcheryChallenge.com will have all the information. Now, to be able to shoot at the one this year, they are completely sold out as far as I know. But you can still go if you're local and want to just visit and hang out at the event, get some food and check out the vendors and shoot the target range. I believe you can do that without needing a ticket.
All right. Sounds like all sorts of fun. Again, Seven Springs, Pennsylvania, June 1st through the 4th, the Total Archery Challenge. And you want to check out Bo's latest podcast about how to stay mentally in the hunt. Just look for podcasts and look for East Meets West Hunt. You can also go to his website at eastmeetswesthunt.com. And he's got a Facebook page too, East Meets West Outdoors. Bo, always a pleasure to catch up with you on America Outdoors Radio.
Yeah, thanks, John. I appreciate you having me on.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Worksharp. And if you are hunting this fall, you know the importance of a sharp knife. You're going to need it for gutting that animal, butchering that animal, taking the hide off that animal, and there's a good chance you're going to have to sharpen it more than once while you're doing these things in the field. That's why a pocket knife sharpener or the guided field sharpener from Worksharp are great items to have with you. Whether you're after deer, elk, pronghorn, or bear, a sharp knife helps you get things done after you drop that animal. Look for Worksharp products at sporting goods stores, hardware stores, and ranch and home stores near you, or online at worksharptools.com. That's worksharptools.com.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com. That's campchef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Our next stop is Big Sky Country, Montana, because something very special is going to be taking place there in June, the World Elk Calling Championship. With us here to tell you more about it is Mark Holyoke, the longtime spokesperson for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Mark, great to have you back on the air.
Thanks, John. Good to be with you.
This World Elk Calling Championship, it's a one-day competition, and it's happening in the town of Big Sky in Big Sky Country. You've never had it there before, have you?
No, we've not. You know, it's kind of been spread, well, all over the West mostly, the last, number of years in Utah and then Nevada before that. But up in Montana this year. So, you know, for me, it's a shorter drive, so I'm excited about that. But we're excited to have the best elk callers in the world come to Montana and get up on stage and have at it.
Is Corey Jacobson going to be competing again?
Corey will be there, yes. He's a 10-time world champion who's not been on top of the podium for several years now. There's some other callers that are coming up there, and they just go right at it, toe-to-toe and head-to-head, and been some great competitions. And so he's just knocking on the door. They've been close competitions, but I think it's been three or four years since he's been on top, and he'll look to kind of regain that position. But the callers coming up, they're stellar, and he's the first one to say that, and so it'll be a lot of fun.
Now, you have different divisions. Why don't you explain what those are?
Yeah, we have five divisions, professional, men's, women's, youth, and Kiwi. And so, you know, anyone who's a professional involved with any kind of, you know, elk calling company or something along those lines, or happens to be, you know, some sort of professional representative hunter, that sort of thing, they're in the pro division. Otherwise, your amateurs go in the men's division. And then the women's division can either be women who are pros or amateurs. We kind of give them the option there. And then we have youth and we have peewee. And there's just been some really interesting stories, personalities over the last several years in all the different divisions. Like, if you look at last year, we have every defending champion will be back for this year, so that's fun. The men's defending champ says, you know what, I want to jump into the professional division, which, if you're a pro, that's where you go, but if you'd like to try against the pros, you can try that route too. The women's division champ last year, she's this, I want to call her a little girl. She's not very tall. She's only 12. Her name's Ella Lees. She's from La Grande, Oregon. But she walked on stage last year, and when she let out that first bugle, a lot of eyebrows shot up. I mean, she can really call, and she took down not only the defending champ, but a field that included three or four past world champions last year. So we're excited to have her back. And then in the youth division, we have the only back-to-back champion Kelton Allman. He's from Santa, Idaho. Now, Kelton has not only won the last 2 years in a row, but he's like, you know what? I've done well in youth. And he, even though he's a teenager, he's jumping up into men's. And so those are the kind of competitors that we have. They look to not only do well and kind of form new relationships along the way, but they want to become better and go up against better competition. And so we're seeing that kind of across the map.
Oh, this sounds just amazing. And obviously the public is welcome to attend. Actually, before we get into that, let's talk about the prizes. I understand you've got $45,000 in cash and prizes available this year.
We do. That's because of our sponsors. And you know, you hear a lot of people talk about sponsors, but they are really important to this event, which is presented by Sportsman's Warehouse. Our other sponsors are Bowspider, Browning, Buck Knives, Everly Stock, Hoyt, Leupold, Montana Decoy, Nosler, Schnees, Sitta, and Swagger. And it's important to mention them because two reasons. One is they make the competition possible, and second is the top four finishers in each of those divisions walk away with some sort of prizes from those sponsors. And so over the years, we've given away, you know, rifles and bows and backpacks and knives and, you know, on and on and on. And these are the folks that provide those. And so it's just kind of an added benefit. You know, if you win the overall division, you get a nice check. But then, boy, you're taking boxes of good stuff home with you.
So this event is taking place again, folks, Saturday, June 24th in Big Sky, Montana at the Yellowstone Convention Center and Huntley Lodge. Again, it is presented by Sportsman's Warehouse. And what is the deadline for people to sign up?
June 14th, Wednesday, June 14th. So there's no entry fees. Competition is open to any qualifying person who wants to get up there and give it a go against these elk callers. And anybody who participates or who signs up is automatically entered into a drawing for a $500 gift card from Sportsman's Warehouse. And so, you know, there's good opportunities. What's fun for those of us who sit on the registration table is we've gotten to know the callers over the years, and we watch them get to know each other. And families hang out together, and there's been some great friendships that have formed. And some of these callers end up going out hunting together, and their families get together. And so it's a bit of a family atmosphere, but at the same time, it's not exclusive. We're looking to invite any and all folks to come on out. It's part of a bigger gathering that weekend. We'll actually be at the Big Sky Resort from June 23rd to June 25th for the RMEF Mountain Festival. And so the calling contest is just a part of that. There's the Total Archery Challenge, which if you're not familiar with that, that's where you take your bow and you get on the chairlift and you go up in the mountain. It's kind of like playing a golf course, kind of, sort of, where they have 3D critters up there and you have different challenges and distances, and so you can take your bow and take part in that. You need to pre-register for that, so that's important to do. And then we have kind of an outdoor base camp with some of our outdoor industry partners will be there, and they'll be set up, and you can walk around and talk to them and check out their wares and the things that they have. And then on a Saturday night, we have a fundraiser for the RMEF mission. Randy Newberg will be there. He'll be the MC. We've got some country music folks that will be there. There's going to be raffles and all sorts of RMEF-related fund, and we'll be able to take those dollars that we generate and put them on the ground and try to make a difference for elk and other wildlife and for hunting and conservation, because that's who we are.
It absolutely is who you are, and your organization does it very well. So, again, folks, some great opportunities here. Great excuse to visit Big Sky, Montana. Head to the RMEF Mountain Fest. That's June 23rd through the 25th at Big Sky Resort. And if you think you're a pretty good caller, sign up and see how good you are and compete in the World Elk Calling Championship. You've got until June 14th to do so. Are there links to sign up and make reservations at your website?
Yes, go to rmef.org and click on Get Involved, and you'll see a drop-down menu for events. You just go that route, and then you'll see kind of a picture of the elk calling contest and also just one of the mountain festival as well. You can get information on both of those fronts. But you click on the elk calling, and it gives you the rules, the regulations, what it entails, answers all sorts of questions. And we look forward to having folks come out. And, you know, if you don't want to come out and participate, that's great. You can come and watch for free and sit in there and watch these callers go at it. It's head-to-head. It's bracketed. They're seated. There's upsets. It's a lot of fun.
All right, folks. Well, you know what to do. Just go to rmef.org and sign up now to participate in the World Elk Calling Championships on June 24th, presented by Sportsman's Warehouse, and hang out at the RMEF Mountain Fest that's also in Big Sky, June 23rd through the 25th, presented by Onnit. Mark, thanks as always. Love having you on the show.
Hey, thanks, John.
Now, if you're into elk calling, you're probably also into elk hunting, and if you're looking for an elk rifle, take a look at the lineup available from Henry Repeating Arms. They've got a couple of rifles that would work just great for elk. Their 45-70 caliber lever-action rifles are very good for elk if you're shooting close range within 200 yards, and the Henry Long Ranger, chambered in 6.5 Creedmoor, will also work well at longer distances. You can find these rifles and more at henryusa.com, and be assured that every rifle from Henry Repeating Arms is made right here in America, and they come with a lifetime satisfaction guarantee. You'll find Henry Rifles in quality sporting goods stores all over the nation. If you want to find an authorized dealer near you, again, just go to henryusa.com. And don't forget to ask for your free catalog and decals while you're there. It'd be Memorial Day weekend. I thought it would be a good time to talk about one of the most popular places to spend this weekend camping. That would be Yellowstone National Park. However, if you go there right now, you need to be aware of dangerous animals. I'm not talking about grizzly bears, and I'm not talking about wolves. Instead, I'm talking about elk and bison. You see, it's elk calving season right now, and those cow elk are very protective of their calves. And bison, even though they appear to be docile and tranquil, they can be anything but, and they move a lot quicker than you think. Every year, people get gored by bison because they get too close or try to take selfies, and the same situation can happen by getting trampled by an elk if you get too close to them and their calves this time of year. So, be smart when you deal with wildlife at Yellowstone National Park or anywhere else where you can get up and close to these big-hooved ungulates. On that note, it's time to go, but here's hoping you have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully you get that extra day off, and if you do, I hope you'll make it a point to attend an event for those who have not just served, but given their lives in the defense of our country and those family members they've left behind. That's really what Memorial Day weekend's all about. Here's hoping you are blessed and healthy in the days ahead, and do remember this. It is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Backcountry Hunters and Anglers is the voice for your public lands, waters, and wildlife. Find out how you can get involved at Backcountry.
Signs! 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 That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV.
But our bill was out of control. We saved
$280. $270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number, waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474, that's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Look forward, face up at OrnegillMD.com.
Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Book your appointment online at OrnegillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. National polling still does not look good for President Biden. Ken Lorman has more.
The Real Clear Politics aggregate of polls puts Mr. Biden's approval rating at 42.1%, with 55.6% disapproving of the job he's doing as president. That is a dramatic -13.5 spread, and not good news for an incumbent seeking re-election. The highest rating he achieved in the 11 surveys was 48% approval in the Economist YouGov poll, and a low of 38% approval in the Quinnipiac poll. Ken Lorman reporting.
And he also points out the president has not reached 50% approval in the Real Clear Politics average of polls since August of 2021. Also at townhall.com, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and other agencies investigating reports of some 18 salmonella infections linked to cookie dough.
The CDC says interviews with sick people show that raw cookie dough sold at Papa Murphy's Take and Bake pizza stores may be contaminated. The agency says people have been sickened in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Utah, California, and Missouri. Two people have been hospitalized, but no deaths have been reported.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Former diplomat and presidential advisor Henry Kissinger today is 100 years old. He's outlasted many, if not all, of his political contemporaries who guided the United States through the presidency of Richard Nixon and, of course, the war in Vietnam. Kissinger was born in Germany May 27, 1923. More on these stories at townhall.com.
And it's Prager here. Sue and I mean it when we say dogs are part of our family, and there's nothing like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens, R-U-F-F, because we want them to feel healthy and be with us as long as possible. I know Charlie Kirk feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. I rely on my trusted furry friend, Mr. Briggs, who's an absolute machine, and he relies on me to provide what's best for him. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens, not a dog food, but a supplement, full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, and omega oils that Mr. Briggs absolutely needs and loves. Trying Rough Greens for your dog just makes sense.
Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black here. I'm honored that the Pragers and Charlie trust their dog's health to Rough Green. I'm so confident that Rough Green can help your dog too that I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, dog food is dead food, but it doesn't have to be. Go to RUFFGreens.com.
There is a lot of controversy in the state of Iowa. Governor Kim Reynolds there has signed a measure that limits gender identity instruction. We have more on that story now from correspondent Ed Donahue.
Teachers in Iowa will be banned from raising issues about sexual orientation or gender identity to students through the sixth grade. Governor Reynolds says this puts parents in the driver's seat when it comes to their children's education. The law also means the removal of all books depicting sex acts from school libraries. Religious books would be exempt. Also, school administrators would be required to notify parents if students ask to change their pronouns or names. Keenan Crow with the LGBTQ equity group One Iowa says this legislation punches down on a vulnerable group of kids. and it benefits no one. I'm Ed Donahue.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. In the last decade, America got older.
New census figures show the share of U.S. residents age 65 or older ballooned by more than a third from 2010 through 2020, while the share of children declined, particularly those under age 5. Aging was propelled by the two largest cohorts in the U.S., more baby boomers turning 65 or older, and millennials moving into their 20s and 30s. Also, fewer children were born between 2010 and 2020. John Scott reporting.
Oakland A's still want to move to Vegas. Now the team is asking the state of Nevada for $380 million for a 30,000-seat, $1.5 billion retractable roof stadium on the Strip. A bill introduced Friday in the Nevada legislature details the long-awaited financing plan. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People, and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
And hello, everybody, and welcome to The Pet Show. Is your dachshund looking dubious? Does your rescue tabby seem a bit timid? Are your shih tzus acting a little spoiled? You know they are. If you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you, if you're a little confused about your dog or cat's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, behavior, and, of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, if you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, they're jumping, humping, digging, your cat scratched your favorite chair, pooped on your bed, doesn't get along with the new cat that came into the household, keeps knocking things off the counter, your dog has your whole backyard dug up, you take him for a walk, he sees another dog, goes bananas. You get the idea. That's what the show is all about, helping you cope with your pets, but a lot more likely helping your pets cope with you. Just a reminder, If you happen to be new to the Pet Show, regular to the Pet Show, it makes no difference. Everyone that calls into the show and gets to talk to me live on the air today will get an absolutely fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Many of the items worth between $30 and $50. So if you have a question or a comment or just want to share a great story or just answer my question, which I'll give you in a little bit, if you get through and we talk, a great gift will be on its way to you. Let me give you the phone number. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Just before we get started, remember, this is Memorial Day weekend. As a veteran of many years, we can enjoy the weekend, have our barbecues, do our shopping, but let's take some time to remember the purpose of Memorial Day, and that's to remember those that did not make it home and fought so that we can enjoy the freedoms we have every day. The number here, 877-725-8255. This is what's coming up on today's show, except if you were listening to the show last week, you know I was doing a remote broadcast, which I don't often do. I was broadcasting from Lucy Pet Products, their headquarters, right here in Southern California. Amazing place, amazing people, amazing food. But I didn't get to answer as many questions as I normally do. So today, it's your show. I'm going to try to answer as many questions as I can. I've come up with some topics. I'm going to share them with you if we have time. If we don't, your phone calls are number one. But let me tell you what I want to share. And the reason, I just posted this on my YouTube channel. And by the way, if you're not following me on YouTube, check it out, because I do post some really important information there every day. It's simply youtube.com/Warren Eckstein, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. But here's what I shared, and I want to share this today if we have time. You know, so many cats don't drink enough water. I was recently asked how to get your cats to drink more water. So what I've done, as I put together all of my tips over the last 43 years that can really make a difference, and you realize how you can get your cat to drink a lot more water. I get this from veterinarians all the time. Warren, I know you're a behaviorist, and we can't get the cats to drink more water. They got to drink. What can I do? Well, I put together this list. I'll share it with you later. If I don't get to it, it's already up on my YouTube channel. Also coming up, get this all the time as well. Warren, our dog's jumping on us. So your dog is jumping up on you, jumping up on everyone he sees. Before you can resolve it, you need to know why the dog is jumping. Coming up, I'll explain. And you know, years ago when I first wrote about cats walking on a leash and a harness and how great it was and how to stimulate them, at that time I was doing the David Letterman show on a regular basis, 20, 25 times. David Letterman morning show, the late night with David Letterman. I was doing all the animals for Saturday Night Live. Dave said, Warren, you're crazy. You cannot get a cat to walk on a leash and harness. 1 week later, I did Late Night with David Letterman with my own rescued feral cat, Mowdy. We walked across the stage with a leash and harness. He sat, he stayed, came when I called him, and Dave never said another word. So we'll talk about that, whether or not you can get your cats to walk on a leash is a good idea. And also, I just came across this week, and I thought it was great. I did my L.A. show, and not that many people responded, so I hope I get more response from you guys. How would you spend the day if you woke up as your dog? You woke up as your dog or your cat, what would you do all day? Would you play all day, sleep till noon, dig holes, chew on your favorite door, pee on the bed? What would you do if you woke up and you were your dog or cat for just one day? I'd love to hear from you as well. 877-725-8255. As always, plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of amazing stuff to give away. So if your pet is chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, not housebroken, that rescue dog is suffering with separation anxiety, your feral cat's depressed, your dog is chasing anything that moves, hates other dogs, cat scratched your favorite chair, and your dog is humping everything. I mean, everything he sees. Give me a call, 877-725-8255. The question of the day, here it goes. I'd love to hear from you guys. This is it. How would you spend the day if you woke up as your dog or cat? How would you spend the day if you woke up as your dog or cat? I'd love to hear from you. My phone's already busy. I'm going to get to as many calls as I can. Let's start out right now. We're going to go directly to, let's go to Gary in Hawaii. Hey, Gary in Hawaii. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Warren. I would probably just hang out on my lanai. I live out in the rainforest and hang out and watch the world go by if I were one of my cats, which is pretty much what they do.
Yeah, I would dig up my neighbor's yard and probably pee on their lawn. I don't like them that much. And then they, you know, they not on my, but they let their dog go and everybody else. So I might, that if I was my dog for a day, maybe that's what I would do. Anyway, great response. Yeah. So what's your question for me, Gary?
Okay, so I have two situations. I rescue cats and I foster cats for a flight program. And usually the fosters are from a feral colony that are fairly friendly. Well, I've got a boy. I haven't had him quite 2 weeks. And he's never been inside. Now he is. He's in a room with another friendly cat, and they've got toys and places. But, and he's got an third eye issue, so I've been medicating him. But the medicine's been in his food, so I haven't been manhandling him.
Yeah.
But he's getting less and less friendly.
Okay, a couple of things right off the bat. Number one, wherever his food dish and his water dish is, take a T-shirt of yours that's not washed and put it underneath that. Whenever he's getting something pleasurable, like a drink of water or food, I want your scent to be there. That's really, really important. Also, if you can put some other articles of clothing in that room, that would be great as well. I would also suggest going into that room, just sitting on the floor, wherever you want to sit, and just talking. Just talk in a very low, mellow, not excitable voice. Couple of minutes, get up and walk away. Every time the cat realizes that when he sees Gary and Gary leaves, nothing bad happened, little by little, that self-image, that confidence will start to build up. Having rescued literally hundreds of feral cats, I went through many situations just like yours. The problem is a lot of people give up, and you can't give up. What you need to do is realize that this is such a brand new experience for this cat. He's never been indoors, probably never been exposed to people in any positive way. Let him get used to your scent. That's important. Leave a radio on in that room on a talk station. I'm sure I can recommend one to you. And again, your articles of clothing, go in there. Just sit on the floor, even lie in the prone position if you're able. A couple of minutes at a time, get up and walk away. Every time you leave and every time you come back and the cat realizes nothing bad happened but something good happened, he will get the idea and eventually some of this assertiveness will start to dissipate.
Okay, yeah, he was much friendlier when he first came in, would let me pet him and everything, and now he's not.
Yeah, well, now he doesn't. Well, no, but now, in other words, now he's getting 3 square meals a day. He has an indoor home, and it's very possible he never had that on the outside. Obviously not. So maybe what's happening here is becoming a little bit more possessive over this new location that he's in, especially with the other cat being there as well.
Okay, and then there's not a real time limit, but there's kind of a time limit on if he's not going to be done, we can put him back in the colony and try a different colony cat. But
well, that's go ahead.
Go ahead.
Now, I was just going to say, that's a decision you're going to have to make. In other words, what's a timeline? In other words, when it comes to behavior, there's no timeline. I've taken feral cats in. Some have taken me a week to return, to get to absolutely perfect. Some have taken me 6 months. I had one cat, Maudy, the cat I walked across the stage on the Letterman show with, that I had for 2.5 years before she really started to come around. So I would give it plenty of time. Don't give up. If you don't give up, she will come around. Not today, not tomorrow. Maybe not next week. Maybe not next month, but eventually she will. Hey, Gary, I got to move on. Do you have a copy of my book, Gary?
No, I don't.
You do now. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want and give that and bless you for doing the work you do. You people that are out there rescuing those feral cats on a regular basis, I really do admire you. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we got Sean in Connecticut, Tanya in Ohio, Terry in Washington, and Kathy in the great state of Florida. You know, if you were listening to the show last week, you knew I was broadcasting live from Lucy's manufacturing plant right here in Southern California. They have a $1 million lab. If you heard the show last week, you know what an amazing company this is. I don't have to keep telling you that, but if you want the healthiest food, the best food for your dogs or cats, let me tell you, it's Lucy Pet Food. They are so careful. If you watched last week or if you listened last week, you realize when I told you, not only do they test all of the food as it leaves the plant, they test every individual product as it comes into the plant. Safe, amazing, and absolutely nutritious. What can I tell you? I feed it to my own pets. Lucy Pet Food for your dogs and cats with that prebiotic, probiotic formula. I want you to hear from a listener. This is what they said.
I have been feeding Lucy pet food.
Yeah.
And I ran out. And I fed brand X. I put it in the bowl. Dog comes over, takes one sniff, couple sniffs, looks at me like I'm Benedict Arnold.
Yeah, well, there you go. See, and that's why she's barking. You ran out of Lucy pet food. That's why she's barking.
There you go.
What an amazing company. What an amazing product. Lucy Pet Food, the food I feed my own pets. And here's the deal. If you go directly to their website, LucyPetProducts.com, that's LucyPetProducts.com, you buy just $35 worth of product. It can be the dog food, wet or dry, the cat food, wet or dry. Add some kitty lickies in there, their dog food rolls. Spend just $35 at LucyPetProducts.com, and they will ship it right to your home. Absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
What did the tiger say? What did the lion say? What did the hippo say?
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from The Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
Do you need to love the work that you do as a small business owner? I think it's yes. You must love the work that you do as a small business owner, because every single day, especially when you're a solopreneur, you have the opportunity to quit. You have the opportunity not to put in the extra hours, not to follow up with the clients, not to become a better facilitator and deliverer of whatever it is that you do. You'll have so many chances to coast. And if you don't love what you're doing, if you don't have that internal fire to be the best, you probably won't make it. So do you need to love it? I say yes.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, president and founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals and would never want to be in a position where they were not healthy because I wasn't feeding them the best food possible. That's why I created Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. It's made with the latest nutritional advancements, great ingredients, and made right here in the USA. Your pet will have better digestion, increased energy, and I believe be much healthier. So please go to your local pet store and ask them for Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
This message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra-wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
VA Life Insurance.
are back on the Pet Show. Thanks to my engineers for this patriotic music on this Memorial Day weekend. Remember to take some time to honor those that gave all. I do that every year. Some of my close friends, we served together. Some didn't make it back, and their memories are with me forever. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. The question of the day is, how would you spend the day if you woke up as your dog or a cat? Let me give you some hints. If you woke up one day and you were your dog or cat, what would you do? Would you play all day long? Would you sleep until noon? Will you sleep where you usually don't sleep? Will you beg humans to play with you? Will you bark at every stranger? Roll around in the muddiest place you can find? Chew on your favorite toy? Demand to be carried everywhere? Beg for more toys and get as dirty as possible? What would you do if you woke up one day and you were your dog or your cat? The phone number, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Just a reminder, everyone that calls into the show and gets to talk to me live will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat thanks to my amazing sponsors. And as I said, many of the items I give away. We're not giving away biscuits here. Many of the items are worth $35, $45, even $50. So it's a great time to give me a call. Even if you want to answer the question, how would you spend the day off if you woke up as your dog or cat? The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Sean in the great state of Connecticut. Hey, Sean, welcome to the show.
Oh, that's John, J-O-H-N.
Oh, hey, John. How you doing, John?
That's okay. I've talked to you many times before. Happy Memorial Day, by the way, and thank you to all the veterans. My father was in World War II. He was in Italy. He always used to say foxholes would save his life because he'd jump in there, you know? And I have a reason for saying that. There's two questions I have. Be careful of all the ticks out there because I had 24 so far this year.
Wow.
And it ticked them off of me. And, I have a barn. First, I just want to ask you this. I have a barn, and it's got holes in there. And I used to think it was woodchucks, and I never saw any woodchucks. So now I think it's foxholes. They dig in, like, your barn when it's dirt floor. That's correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. So and I don't want to run out of time. So obviously you're asking me how can you stop the foxes from going in. Is that what you want to know?
No, I don't care. I'll fill them in. I think they have babies in there every year. That's fine.
Yeah, I would actually put a TV in for them to watch. That's just me.
Well, it keeps animals from attacking my garden, even though I have the fence up here. You know,
there
they're
you
not
go,
going to bother
me. No, listen. I had a place in upstate New York for many years, and I had a lot of different animals, wild animals that live near. So if you don't mind it, I certainly don't. As long as they're not going after any other animals, and you got to concern yourself about disease and stuff.
No, I'm just people keep them in their houses. I see them with raccoons and foxes on YouTube or Facebook, and it's like, oh my God, you know, all these nobody's scared of rabies anymore. I guess.
But people should leave the wild animals to the wild, and you know, adopt a dog or cat. There's plenty of them that need homes. The wild. So yeah, I would just leave it up. They're going in, then fine, let them go in. I could tell you how to stop it if you want to, but if you don't want to stop it, I'm with you. Leave it alone.
I could just put some rocks in there. And
all you got to do is go online, go to Amazon.com, buy yourself some cougar urine. You can buy cougar urine in crystals. If you take a little cougar urine and you spread it around the areas where you think the foxes are going, they'll see that there's a predator there, and I promise you they will not go back to your barn.
Well, we have bobcats all over the place around here. I don't know if they're scared of bobcats or not, but
no.
I guess they can be.
Cougar urine. I'm telling you, it's very strong cougar urine.
There was a thing, if I was a cat, I have two cats, I would be a bird watcher like my cat is. He watches
the
birds.
Oh, there you go. That would be a great, what a great way to spend the day. I don't want to run out of time. See, I know you had another question for me. Go ahead.
Wait. It's about the Lucy pet food and your supplements, too, your hugs and kisses, which are great. They're both great. But if you buy it off on Amazon, people always say about counterfeits. I mean, do you guys watch that?
We monitor everything, and I've never had any counterfeit or any problem like that. You know, my face is on every label. I've never had any problem with counterfeit. If you're ordering at Amazon or Walmart or my website, thepetshow.com, that's how I do it. Got to run out, Sean. I know I sent you a gift earlier, so don't go anywhere. Give that fox a hug and a kiss, and I appreciate the call. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language. Like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
The historic Cascade Theater is rolling out the red carpet for their first annual summer gala fundraiser, Encore, on Saturday, June 24th. Hear live musicians paired with all your favorite stars from musicals past and present. Relive the songs that made you laugh, cry, and cheer while supporting your favorite historical and local theater. Tickets are on sale now. All tickets include admission to the 6 p.m. silent auction, free concessions, and admission to the 7:30 p.m. performance. To purchase tickets or for more information, contact the Cascade Theater box office at 530-243-8877 or visit their website at www.cascadetheater.org.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number. Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite.
Hi, it's David from B&T Satellite, your Dish premier local retailer. Upgrade to Dish from DirecTV and get a $300 prepaid MasterCard. Just mention offer code DTV2DISH. Come in or call us today at 530-241-3474 to learn more and make the switch to Dish. That's 530-241-3474. Offer ends July 12th. Eligibility requirements and restrictions apply. Call for full details.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 16th annual Taste of Reading 2023, Sunday, June 11th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Mark Maccabee and the Ghost Highways. Enjoy fun with the whole family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family. So come on down to the 16th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 11th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
On this Memorial Day weekend, I'm Warren Eckstein. If you have a question or comment about your dog or cat, great time to give me a call. Everyone who gets through will get a great gift. Not for you, but for the dog or cat. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. The question of the day is, if you were to be able to spend the day as your dog or cat, you woke up one morning and you're your dog or cat, what would you do all day? Give me a call. Let me know. 877-725-8255. Let me get back to the phones now. Let's go to Tanya in Ohio. Hey, Tanya, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. Happy Memorial Day.
Thank you so much for that. Happy Memorial Day to you. How can I help you today?
Thank you. So first, if I woke up as my family's dog, I would definitely be outside laying in the sun, and that is certainly her favorite activity as well.
Yeah, that's a lot of dogs' favorite activity, just lying out there.
Yeah, right.
You just got to make sure they don't get sunburnt, though.
That's the big one, right? In and out for sure, but at least on this mild day, we'll take it.
There you go.
And it's actually a question about the family dog. 3-year-old rat terrier mix was a rescue. Parents had her for about 2.5 years, and she can go into the yard. She can get into the car for car rides. Actually loves it, but will not take walks. Won't go to the park. She sees people. She freezes. She backtracks. So they can't take her for walks, the first dog they've ever had in their lifetimes where they haven't been able to do that. And so not quite sure how to get her out and about, you know.
Yeah, so Tanya, was she a rescued dog?
She was, yes.
And how old was she when she was rescued?
About one and a half.
And did your parents, first of all, bless them for taking this dog in, but did they know any background on the dog at all?
They didn't know any background.
And where did they get the dog from? Was it a shelter or a person?
It was a person working through a shelter, but housed dogs in Connecticut.
Okay, so let me tell you what I think is going on here, okay? I think this dog had gone from one home to another home, obviously, to eventually your mom's home. The bottom line is the dog now associates being walked with being taken away from something that it was comfortable with. So what I would recommend doing now is put him on a leash, just take him to his food bowl, put him on a leash, take him for a walk around the backyard. And then after you've done that for a couple of weeks, what I would do is have you, the dog obviously loves you, you're a relative, go in front of the house, let them just take the dog and walk him to the front of the house, and he meets you, he gets his favorite toy, gets oohed and aahed. After that, what I would do is go halfway down the block. Then 3/4 of the way down the block. If he has someone else he adores too, have them go the other way. In other words, dogs learn through association. So if every time he goes for a walk now it turns out to be positive versus negative, that's going to make the difference. Now, it's not going to happen overnight because, as I said, they learn through the associative memory, which simply means that he's now associating the leash and collar with not something positive. So what we can do is take that leash and collar, maybe just put it on him in the house, then take him right off, put him on in the house, then take him outside and take it off. Let's get a positive association back with the leash and collar, and then once again, your parents will be able to take him for a nice long walk.
That sounds great. Thank you so much. Truly appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem. And do you have any dogs of your own?
No, we just moved back to where my parents are now. So we are waiting for process of buying a house.
So this new dog is now your sister.
So yes, that's what the parents refer to. Every time, yes. So my son, he's about 5. He's wants a dog badly, but is hanging out with this dog quite a bit and loving life.
This is your kid's uncle. So listen, Tom, you don't go in. I'm going to put you on hold. I am going to send you for the dog. You know, I'm going to send you a copy of my book, How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. I want to tell you what separates my book a little bit. You know, yeah, you learn the basics. He'll sit, stay down, and come. But in the book, what I really try to do is explore ways from a psychological and behavioral point of view of building your dog's self-esteem, building up the self-image, building up that confidence. A lot of people don't realize. They're more interested, sit, stay down, which is important. But sometimes building up that self-confidence by teaching the dog the proper way, educating versus demanding, can make all the difference in the world. So enjoy the book. It's on its way to you. In the meantime, if you want to check out some more information, you can shoot over to my website, thepetshow.com, or my YouTube channel where I'm answering questions. Not a lot, but I'm answering a fair amount of questions. You can check it out and subscribe. It's free to youtube.com/Warren Eckstein, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. Hey, the phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. If you call and we get to talk, a great gift will be on its way to you. On today's show, I'll be giving away Lucy Pet Food, my own Hugs and Kisses, Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats, Kitty Lickies for Your Cats, copies of my best-selling books. I just gave one away. Hemp seed oil, air horns, T-shirts, all-natural flea spray. If you have a dog that scoots his butt on the ground, I even got something for that. Lots of great stuff to give away. Plenty of time for your calls. Everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. And the question of the day is pretty simple. If you woke up one day and you were your dog, what would you do all day? I know I'd be doing a lot of things that my dog does on a regular basis. So 877-725-8255, the way to get through. Let's go to my friend Kathy in Florida. Hey, Kathy, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling, Kathy. What can I do for you?
I have a six-year-old little dachshund that absolutely is adorable, does nothing, sleeps all day, watches out the door. If somebody's walking by, doesn't bark unless they get too close to the house. But we can go outside, let her do her business, come in, leave for an hour, come back, and she's gone in the bathroom and peed on the rug every time.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you have any children?
No.
Just you and your husband?
Yep.
Just you? Okay. Take this the right way, okay? This is a serious question. Is your husband a good aim?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Here's what's going on. The strongest scent of a human is obviously in the bathroom. And that's why so many cats and dogs generally go in that area. Now, what I would do is it could be the carpeting. When you get out of the tub or out of the shower, you're always changing the scent because you're taking a wash. You've got different scents on you from whatever soap or shampoo you used, which may be encouraging and going to that room. So is he just peeing in there or peeing and pooping?
Nope, just peeing. She just pees in there.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to clean it up with a good stain and odor neutralizer enzymes made specifically for pets. And the reason I say that is very simple. A lot of people will run to the cupboard, they'll clean up with Mr. Clean. That all contains ammonia. Clean it up really good. Then what I want you to do is take a little paper plate, a little bit of the dog's treats, put it in a paper plate, put it in the bathroom where she normally would go. Guaranteed, she'll see that once or twice, and you can walk around the bathroom barefoot without stopping in your dog's pee. Once again, I promise.
Yeah, there's no carpet in the bathroom. She just pees on the rug, just the little rug that's in front of the sink.
But that's carpet. That's carpet. From a dog's point of view, a rug is, I don't know, wall-to-wall or a rug. A rug is a rug is a rug is a rug. So the scents really stay on that, especially when you're coming in and out. So follow my advice. This is easy to resolve. I guarantee you, if you clean it up properly and you spend more time in the bathroom playing with the dog, I know that sounds crazy, more time playing with her, staying in there with her, and then just put a little paper plate with a little bit of her treats and food on the floor in there, she will get the idea and the peeing will stop. If not, call me back and we'll go further.
Okay, thank you.
Give her a hug and a kiss. Don't go anywhere, Kathy. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to send Kathy for her dog. We are going to send Kathy. What do I want to send Kathy? Dog's peeing on the floor. You know, Kathy, I'm going to send you some Lucy pet food. Change your food around might be the difference you need. Hey, great time to give me a call. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to all of your calls. Bill in Oregon, don't go anywhere. Donna in California, don't go anywhere. We'll get to all your calls right after this. But now I'm going to brag. Listen, the season isn't just changing this year. It is absolutely exploding into one of the most ferocious flea seasons ever. And along with fleas, another seasonal challenge for all of our dogs and cats is excessive shedding. If you want to get the jump on fleas and excessive shedding, get the jump with my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplement. It's formulated with both prebiotics and probiotics for incredible digestive support. Hugs and Kisses is the natural approach you want to tackle fleas and excessive shedding in both dogs and cats. You know, for just pennies a day, Hugs and Kisses promote shedding and dander control, relief of skin problems, dry skin, shinier coats, and hairballs on pets of all ages. And did you know fleas are much less likely to attack a dog or cat with healthy skin and coat? The reason for that is they can't burrow into the skin. But don't take my word alone about Hugs and Kisses supplements. I want you to read all of the 5-star testimonials on Amazon.com or Walmart.com or go directly to my website, thepetshow.com. You know, with all the extreme weather we've seen, spring and summer will mean flea infestations everywhere. Help your dog and cat enjoy a flea-free, shedless-free spring and summer of fun. Now check out my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, ThePetShow.com. And a lot of people like to talk to people. Call my office directly. If we're not there, we'll call you back if you have questions, you want to share stories. This is my office phone number, 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430 in the word hugs, H-U-G-S. Check out Hugs and Kisses at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, ThePetShow.com. Call 1-800-430-HUGS today. I promise you, your pet will look and feel his best with my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements every day. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
My dog's better than your dog. My dog's better than yours.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. 35 years ago, I put my reputation on the line, developing my Hugs and Kisses of vitamin mineral supplements for dogs and cats. Your favorite product now offers improved joint health, plus lecithin to reduce shedding and promote healthy skin and coat. Here's what my listeners say about the new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses.
I'm Ellie with Bassett Beagle Rescue of the Heartland. Our rescues arrive with dry, flaky skin and digestive problems. On the radio, I heard about the 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses and tried them on our worst cases. Within weeks, we noticed how much better their skin and coats looked. The prebiotics and probiotics in Hugs and Kisses supplements boosted our rescues' immune systems and digestion. Our senior beagles also responded to the joint health in Hugs and Kisses. Our rescues leave so much healthier than when they arrived, thanks to Hugs and Kisses.
The new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses is an Amazon choice. Also, Walmart.com and Wish.com for log on to ThePetShow.com. That's ThePetShow.com or call 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steaks tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Back on the Pet Show on this Memorial Day weekend. Thanks to my engineering, Jeff Cal, for getting this music together for me. The phones are jamming, but the phone number is 877-725-8255. Let's shoot up to my friend Bill in Oregon. We'll get to you, Renee, Carrie, Dinah, and Kathy, but right now it's Bill in Oregon. Welcome, Bill.
Hey,
Bill, how you doing?
That's Phil, right?
Oh, is it Phil? Okay, I'm sorry, it says Bill, but Phil, how you doing, Phil?
I'm doing great. Great. Beautiful day over here. First of all, I'll say that my grandfather's ship was the Arizona, and he wasn't on it, but he had a lot of friends go down.
Wow.
So that was that one for him.
I appreciate his service.
Yeah. Let's see. So I got a small lavender farm, and in particular, well, let's just say he does it all over the place. Wonderful dog, but so he's lifting his leg, and it kills the plant. If he keeps going to the same one, it'll kill it, and has.
So in other words, when you take your dog, when you let your dog in the backyard, you have a lavender garden or whatever you have there, he goes and he pees on the plants, and the urine actually kills the plants. Is that the question?
Yeah, it's a farm. So,
oh, okay.
You know, I got an acre.
That's a tough one for me to resolve, and I'll tell you why. I don't know how many acres you have, and it's a big farm, a little farm, but you have to remember the dog lives on the farm with you, and therefore what often happens is there's so many other critters that go around the farm. God knows what's wandering around the farm in the great state of Oregon right now. So he's picking up on this scent, so instinctively he's peeing. The only other thing that you can try to do, if you want to put some stakes around the backyard, and I don't mean the kind you eat, I mean like wooden stakes or metal stakes or whatever, and you spray some ammonia and water mixed together on those, it may get him to urinate in those spots versus the garden spots. That might be the best way to approach it. But when you have a big area like that, a large area like that, and you have other critters out there that are constantly marking their own territories in whatever way it's almost like this is what the dog has to do. So to try to correct it is not the approach. The approach is distract the dog to other areas. If it were my dog, I would try to walk him and just get him to relieve all of his urine as much as possible. But again, putting some scented stakes in the backyard might make all the difference for you as well, Phil.
You can put that on the plants that are near the home. That's the ones that I'm really concerned about. And typically,
here's what you might want to do, okay? Go out today to a Lowe's or a Home Depot. Buy the stuff that they give you, you know, in the rain. They got these roller carpets. They're made out of plastic, and they got little nubs on the bottom, little sticky nubs. What I would do is get a couple of feet of those, cut them around the areas where you don't want the dog to go. Dogs hate walking. Put the stub side upward. They hate walking on those little stubs. You know what I'm talking about? They use them when it rains. You put it on top of carpeting. Get a couple of those, stubs up, put them around the plants that are really bothering you, and the dog will stop going to that area.
And then also the stakes with what was it?
Yeah, a little ammonia mixed with water. Do that all together. I got to move on, but do that all together, and I promise you it will stop. But anyway, Phil, how old is your dog?
4 years old.
Okay. I got to move on, but I'm going to put you on hold, and I am going to send you for your dog. I am going to send you some all-natural herbal flea spray, and I appreciate that phone call. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. Let me take a break. When we come back, we got Renee, we got Carrie, we got Donna, we got Kathy. We'll get to all your calls, but right now, listen carefully, because these animals really need your help. If you knew that with every single dollar you donate, you change the destiny of dogs and cats that were deserted in the wild, isn't that a feeling? Isn't that a legacy worthwhile leaving behind? You bet it is. For the past 42 years, Leo Grillo, my good friend, and Delta Rescue would never have been able to do the absolutely life-saving work they do every day without you, my listeners, and your generous support. From saving lives to providing lifetime medical care for over 1,500 rescued dogs and cats, Delta is the group that deserves your dollars. That's why I personally decided to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. A bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals right now, avoid fundraising costs, and actually provide tax benefits for you. You know, Delta Rescue, by the way, happens to be a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and they prove every day that your donation dollars are hard at work helping the animals. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation, every one, a chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses not just happy, not just safe, but actually loved for the first time in their entire lives. I urge you to go to their website, deltarescue.org, read the individual stories of these throwaway pets and how they were rescued, and then make your own decision about what you want to do in terms of donations. Log on to deltarescue.com, that's deltarescue.org, deltarescue.org, or you can text them now. Text DOGS to 801-801. That's DOGS to 801-801. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Signs, signs, signs! That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee.
And we are back on The Pet Show on this Memorial Day weekend. We're going to take a quick break for the top of the hour and get back to all of your phone calls. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. While we're taking this break, remember those that didn't make it home, those that gave their lives so that we can enjoy the freedoms that we do every day. Quick break, then right back to your phone calls. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Music swell the breeze and ring from all the trees.
Look forward, face up, at OrnagilMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnagilMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnagilMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Book your appointment online at OrnagilMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.